Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending December 6, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Clark says compensation review will cover salary adjustments for Parliament's members. According to Jamaica's Minister of Finance, Dr. Nigel Clark, a compensation review addressing the public sector will apply to the salary adjustments made for members of Parliament. Clark made his remarks in response to complaints from some members that their salaries did not match the demands of their job duties. More hurricane damage mitigation needed in light of Category 5 events. Jamaica and the entire Caribbean region has experienced 3 Category 5 hurricane events in recent times, prompting climate experts to call for greater adaptation, mitigation, and more research into the matter. This message was sent by a recent Science for Today lecture series presented by the Faculty of Science and Technology at the University of the West Indies. According to Dr. Tanisha Stevenson, the head of the physics department at the university, changing mitigation requires a reduction in the amount of greenhouse gases emitted to the atmosphere, while changes in adaptation impact how humans and others can live within the changing environment. This week's Caribbean news. Proposal to address electricity crisis in Venezuela not supported by government opposition. While the United Nations gave its approval to a plan to address a serious electricity crisis in Venezuela, opponents of the government of Nicolas Maduro have raised objections to it. The opposition, which controls the country's National Assembly, did not conduct a scheduled debate on the plan, which involves a $350 million credit provided by a regional development bank. The plan is designed to provide emergency electricity to parts of the country that have been without power for months. The opposition has been accused of playing politics with the plan to restore energy to those areas. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Presidential bid over for Jamaican-American Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, whose father is from Jamaica and whose mother is from India, suspended her campaign to become the President of the United States in 2020. Harris began her bid with strong support, but ultimately ran out of the funds necessary to continue her run. Harris, 55, currently serves as a U.S. Senator representing California and is a member of several important committees and has been especially notable for her strong performance in the Kavanaugh Supreme Court confirmation hearing, among others. This week's business news. Reduced electric rates will attract more global investors. According to Donald Tapia, the United States ambassador to Jamaica, high electricity costs represent a significant obstacle in terms of attracting international investors. The cost of energy has to decrease, Tapia said, if the country is to benefit from more global investment. The current electric rate in Jamaica is US$0.28 per kilowatt, which needs to be reduced further, according to Tapia, who praised the country for bringing costs down over the previous 5 years. This week's arts and entertainment news. Lashana Lynch joins James Bond franchise in new film. Jamaican actress Lashana Lynch, who starred as Maria Rambo in Captain Marvel, debuted in the new James Bond film trailer. The recently released No Time to Die movie trailer offers fans teasers for those waiting to see the latest James Bond story, in which he leaves his life in Jamaica to help a friend fight the CIA. Daniel Craig stars as Bond, and his mission results in a meeting and clash with an air agent played by Lynch. Now for this week's sports news. Jamaica's Bonnie Shaw on list of world's top 100 women footballers. Jamaican Khadisha Bonnie Shaw, 22, who was a member of the first Jamaican team to play in the FIFA Women's World Cup, was included on the list of the top 100 female footballers of 2019 by the Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom. Coach Hugh Menzies, who guided the team to its historic feat, said he was proud of Shaw. Shaw received a ranking at number 80 on the list. In an interview with The Star, Menzies stated that Shaw was very deserving of the rank, as she had broken all barriers in football, being the top scorer in Jamaica, man or woman. She's also the second leading goal scorer in the French league. He added that it was very gratifying to see Shaw honored for her achievements. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.